The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, January the 29th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Mayors call on President Donald Trump to help pave the way to progress. Also on our nationwide rundown, billionaires made enough in 2017 to end poverty seven times over. And we'll take you to the state some say is out in front in fighting sexual assault. Now our top story, Republican lawmakers warned President Trump on Sunday not to fire Robert Mueller, but the New York Times reports they also showed little sense of urgency to advance long-stalled legislation that would protect the special counsel. This comes despite last week's Times report that Trump had tried to remove Mueller last June. The Times quotes House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy as saying, "I don't think there's a need for legislation right now to protect Mueller. Right now there's not an issue, so why create one when there isn't a place for it?" North Carolina mayor is joining others across the nation to let Washington know about roadblocks in their pursuit of growth because of lack of funding for infrastructure and transportation projects.
Mayors from Asheville, Rocky Mount, Durham, Raleigh, and other North Carolina cities spent last week in Washington for the bipartisan U.S. Conference of Mayors annual conference. Durham Mayor Steve Shule says funding for infrastructure goes beyond more roads and repaired bridges.
Every time we build a road, it fills up. We're either going to take people off the roads and have a multimodal system of transportation in North Carolina, or we're going to be stuck in gridlock forever.
Durham is planning a light rail project, but will need additional federal funding to complete it. The fund that currently pays for most federal highway and transit is projected to be out of money in roughly 3 years, unless more funding is authorized. Raleigh Mayor Nancy McFarlane says it's important for North Carolina's residents to understand that smooth rides to work and school don't happen without effort. President Trump is expected to address the issue of infrastructure in his State of the Union address on Tuesday night. This is Stephanie Carson reporting.
Nationwide, the U.S. Census Bureau projects that the country will gain nearly 26 million new residents by 2020. That's an increase of about 8%. North Carolina is expected to grow even faster at a rate of 11%. And last year, billionaires saw their wealth increase enough to end extreme poverty around the world seven times over. Eric Tegetoff tells us that's according to the Reward Work Not Wealth report from the global charity Oxfam.
It says 82% of the wealth created in 2017 went to the top 1%, and that a new billionaire was created every 2 days. Paul O'Brien, Oxfam America's vice president for policy and advocacy, says this growing inequality isn't good news for workers.
It's not a good time to be a worker on the wrong end of the economic chain. What we essentially have are market economies where the markets aren't being regulated and the rules are essentially being rigged by those who can afford to do so. And that's where you see extreme wealth emerging and people getting stuck.
Some have criticized the report, saying it buries the good news that the bottom 50% of income earners around the world actually are doing better than previously thought. The report focuses on the inequality women face in the workplace. It says women provided an estimated $10 trillion in unpaid work caring for someone else in 2017.
From the 1974 Safe Drinking Water Act to the Climate Agreement, environmentalists have celebrated regulations that curb pollution, reduce carbon emissions, and protected the oceans. Ross Brown reports now the Trump administration argues those same environmental regulations are burdensome and kill U.S. jobs and hamstring the economy.
Already, the clean water rule is threatened, the resumption of offshore drilling has been proposed, and withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord has been promised. Bob Deans with the National Resources Defense Council, a top environmental advocacy group, calls the current environmental assault reckless.
We've just seen one attempt after the next from the first day this president took office to roll back the common sense safeguards we all depend on and to turn our back on the central environmental challenge of our time, of course, climate change.
In a letter to supporters over the weekend, the NRDC said it was preparing a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency for the rollback of protections under Trump, calling the federal court system the best antidote to the agency's policies.
The NRDC says it is gearing up to file suits on dozens of fronts in the year ahead. And finally, Tramell Gomes reports, thanks to the Maryland General Assembly's passage of several laws to help victims of sexual assault, some victim advocates claim the state is ahead of the nation in handling these cases.
Last year, several laws took effect, including a provision known as no means no, meaning evidence of physical resistance is not required to prove that a sexual crime has been committed. The Maryland General Assembly now has formed a commission to examine workplace policies on sexual harassment in all three branches of state government. Lisa Jordan with the Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault has been named a member.
The Maryland General Assembly is ahead of the country in terms of responding to issues of sexual assault. They made policy changes after the Billy Bush Trump tape and have continued to update their policies.
The General Assembly's Workplace Harassment Commission consists of 11 other women and 2 men. The panel will review state policies and solicit input from business leaders, the public, and policy experts, and make recommendations to the Legislative Policy Committee.
The state's latest sexual harassment policy and procedures are available at the Maryland Department of Budget Management website. That address is dam.maryland.gov. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.